The Pacers came back from 17 down in the fourth and beat the Knicks.
Naismith, three, caught another one from outside. And now it is a six-point game again. Naismith again, three, got it! He's a flamethrower! Naismith, it's a three, it's a two-point game!
Oh my
goodness. It's a two-point game with 22 seconds to go.
And that was Kevin Harlan on TNT with these three buckets, these three threes by Naismith in the final minute. He had five in the fourth quarter, eight of nine from downtown, as they say. He had 30. And the Pacers would wind up winning. This was the game-tying shot. You've got OG Anunoby at the free throw line. He missed the first. Here's the second. And then you get the game-tying shot from Halliburton.
Two-point game. Indiana with it. Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And
well, it didn't turn out to be for the win because his foot was on the line, but it was for the tie. Sent the game to overtime. He got the choke sign a little earlier than he was supposed
to. Choke on this, Boomer.
Okay. And then in overtime, the Pacers did beat the Knicks 138 to 135. Here was Naismith. Big, big victory for this team.
It's always special. It's always fun. You know, this is what we live for. This is what we, you know, work every day for, work so hard for, is to perform and to show up in these moments. And, you know, we just continue to do it time and time again.
Now, we mentioned being down 17 in the fourth. They were also down 14 with 2:51 left, down 9 with 58 seconds left. Here was Halliburton on TNT.
We played a lot of games where it felt like the other team had control. It ain't over till it's over, till it hits zero. That's a hell of a win, you know, but I really do think there's a lot for us to improve on. You know, we got, I don't know what the final rebound number was. Felt like they dominated us there. That's an area where we wanted to be great. We weren't good today, but we just figured out a way to win, man. I'm just so proud of this group.
And puzzling for Jalen Brunson, who had 43 in the loss.
Can't really summarize it. Give them a lot of credit. They closed the game out like they've been doing it all playoffs. Just not really good on our part.
Karl Anthony Towns right behind Brunson with 35 points and 12 rebounds. He was asked about the history between these two franchises. The Pacers have a lot of crazy shots in the past. Another one last night, but Cat not worried about it.
It's our job to make history. So we're not here to repeat history. We're here to make history. So that doesn't pop into my mind. You know, I only think about the present and what we could do right now so we can make our own history.
He did. He was one that also had a missed free throw down the stretch for the Knicks. Here was Halliburton talking about the choke sign that he gave.
If I would have known it was a two, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be, people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not I don't plan on using it again.
Well, we shall see. Game two tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. Knicks will try to even things up. A Pacers win, they would head home with a 2-0 series lead. Tonight, you've got the Thunder and the T-Wolves at Oklahoma City, with the Thunder up one game to none in that series. All right, baseball-wise, the Mets were in desperate need of some offense, and they did get it last night, though they squandered an opportunity in the first inning. In the second inning, Brett Beatty drove in a run to put them up 1-0, and then later in the game, it was Beatty snapping a 1-1 tie.
Nobody out, the bases full. The pitch to Beatty. Swinging a fly ball, hit the opposite way, slicing towards the corner. It is down, a base hit, and it's up against the monster. One run scores. Here comes Taylor to the plate. He will score ahead of the throw. It's a two-run single for Brett Beatty, and the Mets have a 3-1 lead in the seventh inning.
And that was Pat McCarthy with a call on Mets Odyssey Radio. They would get a sac fly and an RBI from Juan Soto, a ninth inning home run from Francisco Lindor, 5-1 the final score. Beatty on SNY afterwards, able to get the Mets on the board against Garrett Crochet early with that first inning base hit.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a mountain of a man. He's got his arms and legs flying at you. He's kind of funky. And then on top of that, he throws 98. So I was just trying to get my foot down early and put a good swing on it.
Now, we mentioned the five runs. The Mets have been struggling to push runs across, so a nice sight for Carlos Mendoza.
We came through today, you know. Lindor with a homer, first one in a while. You know, this is very rare. But overall, good team win. And now we got to go home and play against good teams.
Moved them back to 10 games over 500 to 30-20, and coming back home for that good team in the Los Angeles Dodgers tomorrow night. The Mets with the day off. The Yankees will wrap up their series with the Rangers today at 12:35. Last night, Jason Dominguez, the game-winning home run in the ninth inning as they beat Texas 4-3. Here was Dominguez with Susan on the field, his first career game winner.
Oh, it was great. It was great, like I said before.
I dream with this moment. Like, this is my favorite World Cup, and I enjoy it.
So there you go with that. Here is Aaron Judge. Huge, considering how good Jacob DeGrom was, meaning getting this victory against this Rangers club.
That was a big time win for us. You know, just he was making pitches all night. You know, really couldn't get anything going. You know, we got a couple knocks. Billy had a big homer. You know, to kind of battle it out, kind of fight all the way till the end, till the, you know, Dominguez homer. That was pretty special.
It was actually fun watching Jacob DeGrom pitch a little bit.
Yeah, miss him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, what's he... basically missed 2 years of his career.
Yes. I think this was his first game pitched in New York since 2022, I believe.
It's crazy.
Yeah, long time.
And he still has it, man.
Still looks great. There was an at-bat with Judge early in this game. I don't know if you saw it or not, but, I mean, Judge just kept fouling pitch after pitch after pitch. Ultimately, I think he popped up. I forget. But, yeah, it's fun to watch. He's still hitting 99 on the radar
Jake
gun.
He actually looks better. Put in his elbow.
Yeah. Usually what does happen.
He was pretty impressive.
Carlos Rodon, Nathan Eovaldi today on Sports Radio 660 AM. First pitch at 12:35. You had the passing of Jim Irsay yesterday at the age of 65. That took, I think, a lot of people by surprise, especially since he was tweeting yesterday at 12 noon. A good luck for the Pacers. Stars Oilers last night, game one of the Western Finals. Edmonton the 3-1 lead, and in a blink, it was gone.
Duchesne, left wing side for Haskinen. Right side shot! Just wide of the net. Kept alive. Duchesne, second effort. He scores!
Yeah, okay, Matt Duchesne with the goal made it 4-3. They wound up winning the game 6-3. That was Stars Radio with the call as they take a 1-0 series lead in that set with the Oilers. And before I do Moment of the Day, we do have Donald Trump with the Florida Gators yesterday.
Oh, okay.
At the White House. Took me a while to get through some of this. So, you know, there were a lot of different people there from the administration, people from the state of Florida, and there were also some former Florida players, including one, Tim Tebow. And you will notice that Trump did the exact same thing that most people do when talking football.
NFL legend and University of Florida. I mean, one of the greatest players I've ever seen. I'll tell you what, as a college player, maybe the best ever. And you did damn well. And you did damn well in the pros, too. He was great. Despite being on the Jets, you did damn well.
That's right. I take a shot at the Jets.
It's every single time.
It is amazing. If there's a connection, people seem to find it.
We have losers.
You know, what's amazing to me is that Woody Johnson supported him.
Yeah.
Well, why would you be taking a shot at the Jets? One of your biggest supporters is Woody Johnson.
We have people that are stupid.
I think the reason why is he's not thinking about that. He's thinking about how much the Jets suck. And then when you hear, like, Tim Tebow's there, he's thinking, all right, the teams he played for won a playoff game in Denver, and then it was a mockery at the Jets. It's just at the top of brain. He talks so much.
He does.
I don't think sometimes the filter doesn't always work.
And he goes off script a lot.
Yeah.
And then finally, he's marveling at Walter Clayton Jr. and the player that that he is.
Star senior guard Walter Clayton Jr. I tell you, I hear he's really good. See, he's really rich, too. You know that. Seize control of the game.
Then they have a nice little back and forth, and the kid's like, not yet. So we're going to the NBA. You will be soon. So no question about it. So that was kind of fun yesterday. All right, time now for Moment of the Day. So I was going to replay the what the hell is that game, because we had that fun sound from Ricky Ricardo, and then at the end of last hour you guys had the topics of kidney stones, penis scopes, and Mark Chernoff all intersecting together. It's a weird sentence even just to look at it in print. Then it was jump started by a caller who said while Chernoff was doing his New Jersey radio show as a DJ this week, he was referencing hump day.
That's some serious material you'd have with that guy.
Well, listen, Joe, I don't need to hear it to know what it sounded like, because this was a man who was in my face for like 15 years straight.
But he's also a guy that basically probably listened to us say this a few times.
Hump day. Oh, it's hump day. It's hump day. Go out there and hump somebody on hump day. And maybe if you're not old enough or you're trying to be celibate, you do the dry hump. That's what I hear. Hump day, hump day, hump day. Maybe a dog will come and hump your leg on hump day. I'm Mark Chernoff, 106.7 The Boss. Wednesday's hump day. Friday's happy day. But Monday, it's like getting a camera up your penis. I'm Mark Chernoff, 106.7 The Boss. You ever get a camera up your penis? It's not fun. Sort of like a rainy Monday here at The Boss. Here's John Mellencamp.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Oh, could you imagine him with a stent in his penis?
Oh, no. No, stop it. Why? What are you even going to find up there? Nothing. Nothing up there. No.
We've only used this twice.
Oh, there's cobwebs.
Moment of the day, guys. Enjoy your Thursday.
Yeah. Jerry, I'll see you later, huh?
Right on.